It's so good to see everybody here. Why don't you guys wave to one another again? I see everybody sitting under the tree over there. You know, there's a few things that I prayed last week because we were planning this outdoor service. One, I pray that God, because when I looked at the weather, it says about 40-50% chance of rain. And so I prayed, God, on Saturday, let it be 10%, 10%. So that, if it's 10% and below, we won't cancel, And I was thinking I should pray 0%. Yeah. And then the second thing I prayed that during 11 o'clock that it will be 70 degrees, and I'm not sure what temperature it is right now, but then when I looked at my phone and the weather, it said 70 degrees, right? It says 70 degrees. And the third thing I prayed, it just didn't happen right now, but just being honest, the third thing that I prayed was that, Lord, during 11 o'clock, during the service, Lord, cover the sun with the cloud, cover the sun with the cloud. And I felt like that was being answered, and then when I came up, the sun started shining. But I did see some cloud. It's gonna come. It's gonna cover. And the fourth thing, this is the most important thing, and it's been 6 months since we got together, all together as a church. I ask Holy Spirit that you will renew your people. That you will renew your people. And the sermon today, the title is New Life, okay? New Life. Say to the people around you, you have new life, okay? Say to the people in the car, our families in the car, you have new life, okay? The passage is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, and it says this. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. The new life has begun. The new life has begun. And the good news, this is the good news. Anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. If you belong to Christ, if you are a Christian, if you love Jesus, the old life is gone and the new life has begun. It has already begun. We are not perfect. We still make mistakes. We still struggle with our flesh. But the Bible says our old life is not our identity. That's not who we are. We still fail. We still stumble. We get tired. But our identity is not with sin. It's not with guilt. It's not with shame. It's not with condemnation. We have a new identity in Jesus Christ. It has been 6 months since many of us met to worship together. It's been 6 months. Can you believe that? I thought it was going to be 4 weeks. I really did. I thought at most it might be 2 months. But I was wrong. It's been 6 months. And it has been a very difficult time. During this time of storm, there's guilt and shame and condemnation that's been building up in our heart. And today is the day, church, today is the day to cast those unhealthy burdens down. It is time to shed everything that has been building up, that has been holding us down. We are here to remember and to proclaim that we have new life in Jesus Christ. We are here to proclaim that we are a new creation. We are here together to ruthlessly trust in the sufficiency of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ's work on the cross. To be set free. We are here to be set free. And this is the word that I got as I was preparing this sermon. That what the enemy is doing in our heart, to be set free from this toxic guilt, toxic shame, toxic condemnation that is holding us down. because we are able to do this because we come together in the name of Jesus Christ. There's an ocean of grace that we have, and there's supernatural power that we have in Jesus Christ. Ezekiel 37 is the picture that God gives us as a church during this 6 month, you know. This is a great prophetic picture of the new life, prophetic picture of Catalyst. This prophetic picture was that in this land, there was this dry bone, death everywhere. But then the Holy Spirit moved, and the bones start to rattle and start to shake, and the muscles and the flesh start to form. Something that was dead came back to life. And this is what our Lord is able to do. Whatever died during the 6 months, God is able to raise you up to life, give you this new life. Do I hear an amen? Yeah, because of all the masks, I'm not sure if you're angry or if you're smiling, but I believe that you are in agreement with me. You know, we are here together. We are going to proclaim this new life that we have in Jesus, not the life that we have in the pandemic. That's been such a focus this last 6 months. Not the life that we have in sickness. Not the trouble, the pain, or the failure. We proclaim new life that's in Jesus Christ. You know, this is what new life looks like. It means the cycle of sin stops. Relationships are restored. There is transformation, holiness. There's compassion and love. There's miracle that we encounter. There's healing. There's deliverance. We have this power of God. This power that God says that we have. Not just to change ourselves, that we have so much new life that's in Christ that we could change the world. This is what the Bible says. And I'm challenging you, Catalyst, because throughout this 6 months, there's been so much lies that's been hitting you. We're here together to say that we're not going to listen to lies anymore. But we're going to listen to the promise of God, His truth. And we're here together to proclaim God's truth. So there's so much new life that God is, you know, because the devil lied to us this 6 months that we cannot even succeed or overcome one day. It's a lie. God wants to touch us so much with so much new life that's overflowing that we could change the world. We could change the world. You see, when you gave your life to Christ, this new life has already begun. And this is what the devil's afraid that, you know, about you, that you might believe this, that you might act on this. It is already working in you. And God will complete, the Bible says, the work that He is doing in you. He will complete the work that He is doing in you. We have in Christ what we have in Christ to live this new life. Okay? What is it? We all know this. We have grace. We have the grace of God. Okay? It's not hard work, but the grace of God. You know, we all have this toxic guilt, very toxic. Toxic shame that's been building up. Toxic condemnation that's been building up. And, you know, it crept up on us this last 6 months. And many people don't know what to do with it. Some people, they try to hide this guilt. And this is not the way of new life. Hiding that guilt is not the way of new life. David says that when he hid his guilt, this is what he said in Psalm 32. When I kept silent, my bone wasted away. My strength was sapped. Some of you are weary and tired. Why is that? It's not just the lockdown, but there's been shame and condemnation and this toxic guilt that's eating away at your heart. And that's when David said, my strength was sapped. Another ineffective way of dealing with toxic guilt, we project that guilt. We blame other people. And this is not the way of new life. You know, this is, if you do that, it's not new life, but a life of anger, life of frustration, life of bitterness, life of resentment. You know, maybe you don't hide it or project that guilt, but instead, many here, what you do is you beat yourself up. And that's not the way. I wish I could have done that. I wish I didn't do that. I wish I could have changed that. And you beat yourself up and you receive the shame. You receive the condemnation. You receive the rejection. And I'm here to tell you, church, this is not the way of new life. If this is how we handle guilt, then we'll have toxic guilt, toxic shame, toxic condemnation. It will make you spiritually sick, emotionally sick, mentally sick, relationally, and even physically. It will sabotage your life. It is not the way of new life. To live this new life, you have to receive grace. You need to receive the grace of God. And you got to understand the grace that God gives us. Many of us limit God's grace. We limit God's grace to forgiveness of sin. And we need grace, yes, to be forgiven. But the grace of God is so much more. It's so much more. In Ephesians chapter 2, it says, God wants to show us the incomparable riches of his grace. Incomparable. It's so much greater than you realize. Express in his kindness to us that's in Christ Jesus. God's grace is not just forgiveness of sin to avoid punishment. God's grace, if you want this incomparable riches of his kindness, of his grace, you need to know that grace is given to you so that you could live a new life. Grace is not just there when you fall into sin. This is how people take grace. They just take maybe the appetizer of grace. You know, I failed, God be gracious. I sinned, God be gracious. I didn't do the things that you asked me to do, God be gracious. Yes, when you fail, when you are weak, when you sin, God's grace is there. Because grace creates an environment for restoration. Grace is there when you fail. But the good news, this is the good news. Grace is there to give you new life. Ephesians 2, verse 4 to 5 says this, because of God's great love for you, because of his rich mercy. What's it saying? Because of God's ocean of grace, okay? Because of his grace, you were made alive. Okay? You were made alive, not just barely function. You were made alive. You have this new life that's in Christ Jesus. We know how to seek, you know, God's grace when we fail. But I'm challenging you, Catalyst, from this point on, because we're going to go back home. Let's receive the grace of God, not just for forgiveness, but receive this grace of God to live this new life that we have in Christ Jesus. We have a choice. We can focus on the dysfunctional life, the old life, or you can focus on what Jesus did for you on the cross. You can live in shame and guilt, or you can receive God's gift It's a gift. That's what grace means. Gift of grace. Grace is a gift. It means it's a gift to you. Okay? You don't have to perform to get it. Isn't this great news? Because as you hear about this new life, yes, you're saying yes. To live this new life, you don't have to perform. You don't have to beg. You don't have to bribe God. You don't have to bargain with God. It is a gift that God gives to you. It is a gift because you and I can't live this new life apart from the grace of Christ. Apart from the grace of God. This kind of grace is very powerful. Time and time again, when you look at scripture, grace and power is spoken together. In Acts 4, it says, and with great power, the apostles were giving their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And great grace was upon them all. Apostle had great power, and this passage says it also goes with great grace. Apostles were ordinary people. They struggle like us. The Bible says they were uneducated. But what made them different? They had great, not just normal, appetizer grace. They had great grace. And because of that, there was great power. In Acts chapter 6, it talks about Stephen, a man full again, not just appetizer grace, full of God's grace and full of God's power. He did great wonders and miraculous signs among the people. I want to convince you, church, God wants to give you abundant, full grace today, not just the appetizer. The powerful grace is not given to us. Here's the great news. This encouraged me so much. It's not given to us when you feel strong, when life is going well, when everyone is happy. But this is what God tells Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. In weakness. God's grace and power is given to us when you are weak, not when you are strong. But when you are weak, and in the last 6 months, you and I, we've been experiencing personal failures, weaknesses, issues, dysfunction. Many of you are tired. Many of you are weary. My challenge to you, don't hide. Don't run away. Don't project. Don't blame. Don't limit God's powerful grace. Don't limit God's powerful grace. Let the grace of God restore you today. Renew, revive, and give you new life. Give you new life. The next 6 months. It's been 6 months of pandemic, but let's look forward to the next 6 months. It will be different. Okay? We will encounter this new life that's in Jesus Christ. What we're saying, the cycle of sin that hurts us, that's hurting our family, that's hurting the people around us, is going to stop. Relationship is going to be restored. Last 6 months, there's been conflict in marriage, in the family, with your friends. But if you want this new life, if you understand what this new life, what it's saying is, it's going to stop. It's going to be restored. There's going to be a transformation. We're going to be holy. We're going to have the righteousness of Jesus. We're going to be more loving. We're going to be more compassionate. We're going to experience miracle, supernatural miracle. Not as some placebo effect here, but supernatural miracle. There's going to be healing and deliverance. We have the power, even in this midst of the pandemic, to change the world. This church, Catalyst, is going to be essential to this community. We will change the world. I want the worship team to come up. That's what I pray, God, fall upon us, Holy Spirit. Again, we can't beg for it. We can't perform. Yeah. It's not when we are strong, but it's okay, the Bible says, when you are weak. Let's come before the Lord as a church. Say, I want to receive your full, immeasurable grace, God. I want to take hold of it. I receive it. Not with pride, not with rebellion, not with indifference, but with gratitude and thanksgiving, with faith and with humility. Again, it's okay if you feel weak. Just tell him, God, I am weak. I am a sinner and need your powerful grace. Some of you are saying, you know, I keep doing the things I shouldn't. As God's people are together, you need to say, I need your grace. It's a supernatural grace. I want the full course meal, God. Grace, the grace of God come. And restore and renew. There are lies that are strong in your mind and in your house. You're being attacked spiritually. Simple. Just say, God, I need your grace. The riches of God's grace. So Holy Spirit, come. More Holy Spirit. Just church, just join our spirit together. Just without, again, pressure, it's nothing to force, just with faith. Holy Spirit, release your grace upon us. Release your grace. The harassing spirit that's on you, you just need the grace of God. There's a hopeless spirit. How are you going to fight that? Isn't it spiritual? How are you going to fight that? You need the grace of God. Fill your people with your grace, Lord.